Welcome to another special episode of Atlanta's only pro-business radio talk show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Buckhead inside the Business Radio X studios.
All right, Rich Casanova here for another exciting episode, and this is our spotlight episode for Kids Business Radio. Derek, our host, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for asking.
Yeah, and I have a great lineup in the studio this morning, and this is episode number two.
It is. It's great. We had our first one in March, and following February Kids Business Expo, and now we're on edition number two. It's awesome.
Okay, so we have so much content to get to. We better jump into the show because you have individual interviews. You have some maybe open forum discussion. You've had a number of responses on social media.
Yeah, we put it out there for the last couple of weeks and days. We were very heavy involving and motivating people to send us some questions. And again, we had over 50. Even from around the world, as you will see when I'm introducing those comments.
I saw the lineup. It's pretty crazy.
It's pretty neat.
And before we jump into the guests real quick, let's talk about kids business and the expo, the radio. Talk to us about what's upcoming and events.
Well, right now we are working on a monthly broadcast from Kids Business Radio here out of Buckhead Business X, Radio X. And then we are going into the second Kids Business Expo next year in February. And that's very, very important that we wanted to bridge that time frame in between the show and making sure that we keep the interest up and running for young entrepreneurs and startups, and specifically kids and young entrepreneurs.
Okay. Very exciting. And so let's jump in and just say hi and welcome to our guest. First, joining us in the studio, Joshua Ford. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Joshua Ford. I'm an assistant principal at McEachern High School in Powder Springs, Georgia.
Nice. And you'll be sharing or chatting with the audience about?
Just about the programs we have at McEachern, that we've started a Chick-fil-A Leader Academy and just have developed a lot of opportunities through the program.
All right. Very exciting. So we'll stay tuned for that. And our next guest joining us in the studio is Madison and Clark. And how are you all ladies doing this morning?
Hey, doing great. How are you?
Great.
I guess we should say who's who.
Okay, I'm Madison.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm Clark.
And we are Madison Clark. We own a handcrafted jewelry company.
Yeah, I think I went to your website just in preparing for the show. Pretty impressive.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I mean, that's the whole idea of Kids Business Radio. But
that's right on spot.
I think I said it last time, but when I was a kid, I had, a paper out. I thought I was, ahead of the curve, yeah. So welcome to the show. And what will you all be sharing about?
We will be talking about our story, how we got started. Really want to inspire kids to go for their dreams and to follow what they enjoy.
Very well said. All right. And up next, I got to love this name, Impossible Astronaut. A couple of astronauts here in the studio. We've never had astronauts actually in the studio before, yeah. But that's their company name, which is a teaser. Don't tell us what it is, because that's what we want to jump into the interview. But chatting about that is Matt Pye.
Hi, this is Matt Pye. We just want to talk today about some of the big projects we have coming up this year.
Okay.
So,
And you'll be first up, so I'll let Dirk take over in just a moment. Right. But also joining us is Josh Mitten.
Yeah.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right.
Did I get that right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. So where are y'all originally from?
We're from Jacksonville originally.
Oh, okay.
So we moved our company up from Jacksonville to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. All right. Nice. All right, Dirk. So there's the formalities.
There's the formalities.
Let's ready, set, go.
Right. Yeah. First of all, again, welcome everybody here for our Saturday broadcast from Buckhead Business Radio X. And Matt and Josh, tell the audience about what motivated you. You just said that you moved up here from Jacksonville. I mean, you're just making a decision one morning over eggs and breakfast that you're coming up to Atlanta. So what brought you up here? Tell us about your company, what really you're looking for and what you're doing and how you are helping the business and the economy out there.
In Jacksonville, we were sort of looking at the trends of Atlanta and coming from a filmmaking standpoint, Atlanta is quite possibly the most thriving and growing city for that, and it's quite possibly going to be the next LA or New York for filmmaking. So we had to jump on that opportunity and get up here, and it's been great ever since.
Now, we established our relationship because we were looking, or I met you at one of the networking meetings that actually was, I think it was the Marriott Business Association luncheon that y'all were at.
The Christmas party.
Correct. Yes, it was one of those events, and so we ran into each other. We were introduced, and I felt that it was a great thing that you know, young filmmakers are having an interest in young entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. and really you participated very, very heavily in Kids Business Expo, which I'm very thankful for. So thank you for that.
Yeah, it was a great expo. Yeah.
But tell us about how you have reached out and what your goals are and how you are making a position right now here in the Metro Atlanta filmmaking business.
Well, our biggest goal this year is to make our first feature film for the company. It's called The Order of Horus, and it's a mystery detective comedy. And right now we're looking for executive producers on the project.
Cool. So how did you come up with the idea to make a movie? I mean, it's not that, you know, I mean, everybody, when you think, you know, you'd like Hollywood, Bollywood, and, you know, not a lot of people are thinking about Atlanta until recently when all these things are popping up here. So tell us about, you know, what you have really put up there and how you came up with that movie idea.
It's based off of the noir genre, the film noir genre, which is like the classic detective genre.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And it's just something we've wanted to do for a long time, and technology specifically is getting to the point where we can make a film for extremely cheap mm-hmm. and then turn a huge profit on it. And not to say that profit is our biggest motivator, but it's getting to the point where if you have the right skill set, you can achieve Hollywood looks at a low independent film budget.
Josh, when you think about what you have brought to Atlanta, what your vision is on this, I mean, the two of you are very innovative because I've looked at your materials. Mm-hmm. I've looked at what you're doing. Tell us how you feel that this can help everybody out there in the business world as well as in the filmmaking industry.
Well, I mean, just trying to bring independent film to Atlanta, I think, is an important thing, because right now a lot of the stuff that's happening, well, it's great, it's just an importation from LA or New York or all over the world. But actually trying to build the independent scene here in Atlanta, I think, is an important part of keeping people in jobs and keeping things going. It could really help the economy.
So what are the centers right now around here in Atlanta, in Metro Atlanta? Is it Paulding County? Is it Gwinnett? What are sort of like the focus points of filmmaking right here?
It's all around. I mean, the whole state's camera ready. Mm-hmm. And on what Josh was saying about building an independent scene, what we don't want to happen in Atlanta is what happened in Florida. Florida created all these tax incentives, and L.A. came in around a year. They took all the tax incentives, and then the business just left. So building a good independent market here in Atlanta from people who live in Atlanta and work in Atlanta is what's going to make Atlanta thrive.
Now, does one have to have a full-fledged studio? You know, you have to have a full production side. You have to have all these. When you drive around, I mean, just recently at the church where we go to, mm-hmm. The parking lot was basically a big area of stage setting, and everybody had the trucks lined up. Is that what really is important out there?
I mean, not so much nowadays. I mean, the way technology is advanced is if you really want to, you can use the traditional methods of lighting and all this sort of stuff and have lots of crew and equipment, but it's not actually totally necessary anymore. Natural light filmmaking is something that's totally possible now. And so you can use what we call practical lights, which is just like these fluorescent lights above us or lamps or something that ordinarily would be motivated by some big, heavy, expensive, hot light. Now can actually be provided by that light. So you don't need to have a giant production necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the studio, there's so many great production houses around the Atlanta area that we have a small studio where we edit and do all the post-production in our house. And thankfully, we are in a point technologically where that's possible. But if you need like a green screen or sound stage, there's like 1,000 in Atlanta, and they all have competitive prices, and they're all accommodating. So,
because one of the things that the three of us have developed is a program for businesses. Tell us about this, because I think that's very important to the audience to learn the advantage, what they can do with video production and advertising production. Tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. We've created these 30-second commercial spots for small businesses, because small businesses are struggling, and they don't have $10,000, $30,000 to do a 30-second spot. But once a month, we assemble small businesses at a studio, and we can shoot a 30-second commercial introducing their product or their company for very low price. I believe it was $450 for a 30-second and then $750 for a 1 minute.
I believe this is very powerful because not only do you have that in your home and you can do it in a production location, mm-hmm. but we also talked about taking it out of, you know, in the open. Mm-hmm. And tell us about what we just discussed and how that can go and help.
Well, I mean, we can use different locations around the city to help film some stuff. But also, if there's expos or that sort of thing, you can actually do it at the expo itself. So it shows for the company, not only is it a great advertisement for what they're doing, but it also shows their involvement in local businesses and all sorts of things.
And specifically with Atlanta being one of the top 10 trade show facilities around mm-hmm. the country, with lots and lots of trade shows coming to town, mm-hmm. and I've been in the trade show business for a long time, so yeah. I know exactly how valuable this can be.
Yeah.
Not only the video and the advertising through that, but also, of course, radio and the combination of both. So if somebody is really looking for that 30-second, 60-second slot, what are you providing them as a service, as a production opportunity?
Well, it's always important in advertisement to show and not tell, or do both simultaneously.
All right.
So what we try and do is show the product or show the essence of the company in the 30 seconds, and when the consumer or the customer leaves the advertisement, that's stuck in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I think small businesses deserve just as well as mega corporations.
I love that mm-hmm. comment. That's exactly what it is. And that's, I think that's where companies like yours are making a big difference in our business community, for the old and for the young entrepreneurs now, where we really see that, as you said, you don't need to have a $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 budget to really mm-hmm. make a difference. What are the services that you're offering them when they are contacting you?
Well, it all depends on what they want to do. I mean, the lower price ranges, those are still great commercials, but if they have a more sophisticated idea or a bigger production, then everything goes on a sliding scale. So we can do, like we said, we're filmmakers, so we can do everything from those 30-second spots mm-hmm. to the $1 million commercial. So, but no. It's all, you know, what they want.
And so it depends on the sort of level of production. On the simplest form, it can be just showing off what exactly their product is or what their service is, introducing them as a person, which is really a crucial part of an advertisement, mm-hmm. especially at a small business, is understanding who the person is can really influence whether people want to go with you or not. They seem to like you.
I have looked at your website, but people out there don't know anything about your website. So mm-hmm. give us the rundown of your contact information, phone number, and the website, because I highly encourage people to look at your website. It's very impressive to see what you've done.
Yes, our website is impossible-astronaut.com, and you can reach me at 904-802-1744.
And what about an email?
It is just Matt Pye or Josh Mitten at the website name, at impossible-astronaut.com.
Now, I have to ask you this, and I'm sure you get the question all the time. The logo and the name, how did you come up with this? Because it's pretty catchy.
Well, it's really very cool. Simple, actually. You know, if you really want to think about it, and as filmmakers and artists, we are, you know, dreamers and thinkers. We're all impossible astronauts. We're on this tiny rock in the vastness of space floating around, and we should not exist. But we do. We're all impossible astronauts, and we should appreciate that.
I mean, that's an awesome comment. I mean, this is really good. And so one more time, give us a phone number and the website so we have that and people can write it down.
It's impossible-astronaut.com, and the phone number is 904-802-1744.
Now, let me run over to Madison and Clark. And, you know, do you feel like astronauts sitting on this rock in the universe? Because you both have done a lot and you have established a lot. So tell us about, how do you feel about that?
It feels great. I actually really do understand that analogy. As creative people, as designers, it's really true. You know, we're trying to figure things out and we really are astronauts. It's really fun, the idea of that.
Yeah, you know. You both came to Kids Business Expo. You both
were
there.
Yes.
And I was very impressed with
Thank you so much. The products that you use.
So tell us about your company to start with. Tell us how this all started. I mean, you know, jewelry is something very personal.
Yes.
And so how did you come up with a personal idea of jewelry?
Okay. Well, it all started when I was younger. For my birthday, I got a jewelry kit. And I started making some earrings, and Madison joined in too, and we both loved it. And we would wear our pieces, and when we would go out, people would ask us where we got our earrings.
Always, always asking us.
Yeah, and so we thought, hey, we should start a business. So our mom helped us with the website, and that's how we started Madison Clark.
Yeah, we started about a year ago. Always been interested in design and fashion and creativity. It runs through our blood. So it's something that came very naturally for us.
So shout out to all the moms, all the dads, and everybody who supports the business world, right?
Yes, they're the backbone.
That's good. There you go. I love that comment. That's right. Exactly correct. So tell us your vision. What is your business vision? Where do you want to, you know, take your business?
Okay, we see our business growing into our own retail spot, actually. And it's going to be a very unique experience, very custom for our customers. And we don't want to give too much detail right now because it actually is very unique to our brand and how we want to do things. But it's going to go somewhere really awesome. We have a great vision.
So when you got involved in Kids Business Expo, what did you think about, you know, there's this thing happening, this expo happening for kids. What were your thoughts? Why did you feel it was important for you to become involved?
We felt it was extremely important for us to become involved because we want kids to understand that it's very crucial for us to follow our dreams and to do what we want to do and whatever we're passionate about to express that and to move forward with it. And through the Business Expo, it was so awesome to see so many kid entrepreneurs and teen entrepreneurs because we were able to also feed off of that energy. And it's just great for us to understand that even as a child, you can still do what you want to do as long as it's, you know, within the right parameters as a child. But
correct, exactly.
But, you know, it's great to stay inspired and to encourage each other. And it was awesome to be a part of it. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Clark, you said at the very beginning that you got this kit for your birthday and you sort of started being creative. How is it to work with your sister and, you know, in an environment where you're feeding, I'm sure you're feeding off each other, where you're saying, you know, this color will work with this color, this is not good. How is that going? What's your experience if you have, you know, now the platform to tell other kids, work with your brother, work with your sister?
It is really great working with Madison because she is best with bead combinations and different designs, and I'm best with wires. So we feed off of each other's strengths and weaknesses. And so we'll check each other's things, make sure all the beads match, everything is perfect for it. So it's really cool because we really know each other and we can really help each other out through everything, and we have a great relationship.
What I saw on your website was, number one, a lot of very creative art pieces.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The other thing I saw was you had some products that were in production, but were sort of, people couldn't buy them. So my idea was really like, if you have these items that you have on the website, how fast can you produce this? Are you doing this in the morning hours between 3 and 5 or in the weekends? Or how is your business growing?
One of the great things about being me and my sister, I am 15 and my sister is 13. And one of the great things about our lives is we are homeschoolers. So our schedules are extremely flexible and we're able to produce all of our products within the right timing. So nothing gets in the way. Nothing's, you know, off balance. Our shipping is extremely fast. Next day delivery, you know, we always try and put our best foot forward, and all of our products are handmade, custom designed. So everything is right there for us, really, as homeschool students.
What motivates you from a design perspective? Can you sort of give me a design or two that you say you walk around Marietta Square or downtown New York and you look at the products on the stores and say, you know, that's really cool. This is something that we should do.
You know, what's really interesting is a lot of our motivation for our pieces comes from the beads itself. All of our stuff is repurposed. So as we're looking for different old necklaces, vintage things, metallic pieces, we are looking for what's going to inspire us. So everything that we do usually comes as, okay, look at this bead. All right, this goes with this. Or how is this design working with this wire? Everything really flows from within and just the natural creativity, I would say.
Natural creativity, tell me more about that, because that's one word that's sort of sticking with me right now.
Okay. Natural creativity, I would say, we grew up loving fashion. We grew up always wanting to dress differently and playing dress up in our mom's clothes, fashion shows, everything in that nature. And so the natural creativity for us came from always yearning to be designers and wanting to, do everything we can to express ourselves through our clothes in the appropriate way and in the way that's fun, in the way that people would like. We're always complimented on our style and the way we do things. So, it really comes from within and whatever you're inclined to do. And for us, it was creativity.
Do the two of you have a different style, Clark? Do you have a different style, a different idea about products than your sister does have?
Well, we both have the same style where we meet and we go off, and I like more like shinier type things, and we have that too, and Madison loves like wooden earthy things, so it's kind of a mix of both. So
we balance each other.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so anybody with any style could find something that they like on our website with our jewelry.
So when people want to see what you have, what your creativity is, how can they find out? Tell me about that.
Well, they can go to our website, which is madisonclark.com, and that's madisonclark.com. And all of our pieces are on there if you click shop for earrings. We have a very, very wide variety, mm-hmm. from big hoops to small metallic pieces. Everything we do, we try and fit every single style. So, and also, since everything's one of a kind, once you have it, nobody else does. It's a really fun thing.
That's awesome. Now, a lot of the audience are people, who want to start a business, or young entrepreneurs who really want to learn about business. So if the two of you have some advice, spit it out right here, right now. Tell everybody how great it is to be an entrepreneur.
Okay. It's awesome to be a young entrepreneur. I would say and I'm pretty sure Clark agrees, to whatever drives you, whatever you have fun with, whatever really motivates you to do your best, whatever comes easy, go ahead and follow that and make sure you get help from people who are good in that area. And that'll really take you anywhere you need to go, and just follow that natural inclination and you'll be driven to go beyond what you ever even thought you can go, where you could go. So it's really awesome to follow your dreams, and especially as kids, because it's not expected for us to have that vision and to be able to move forward. And when adults see young people with that drive, it's awesome, and they want to help. Anybody who sees somebody young with that vision wants to help. And we have like different examples of kids who are doing things that are, with their communities. We have Michaela Ulmer. She has Bee Sweets, and her tea is in Whole Foods right now. And we have Malik Phillips. He's a DJ in Atlanta, and he has a clothing line, which is alphabtb.com. We have Maya Penn, who has an accessory company. And for us to support each other and to bring each other up, because we're what's coming up next. And I see a great vision for this. And so whatever you want to do, move forward with it and have fun.
So when you are thinking about how to tell a kid for the summer what to do, Clark, what would you tell someone to say, now it's time, take your money and get an advertising done. Contact Josh and Matt. what are the opportunities out there that you see, Clark, as an opportunity for kids out there besides jewelry, of course?
Well, there's anything that you're really passionate about. You could definitely use, like, if you're starting your own business, you could use what we use is Square, and you could bring that, and you could have like swipe cards like right on the spot, and you can, that's what you could set your website up through. So it's great things like that, or you could really use anything to get your website started and make sure you have somebody supporting you that can help you with marketing and all that.
When you are out there and you run into a kid, give me three things that you would tell someone who is your age group, who really mm-hmm. wants to launch that business. What are the three pieces of advice that you would give them? I can tell you what I'm always telling, but I want to hear from
you. Three pieces of advice. I would say to really look for what you're passionate about, what makes you happy, what you have fun with, and to look for a mentor in that area. So you have somebody to look to and you have something to hold on to, some advice and some other good juices and berries in that area.
Right.
And to stay motivated and keep pushing, because there are going to be times when it's a little rough and you're going to be like, what am I doing right now? This is an awesome idea. But, you know, you have to push with it and everything is going to work out in the right timing.
And today it's so much easier to get the word out because there's social media
all over the place, right? It's amazing.
You know, I mean, I know that our guests here from Impossible Astronaut, and you know, they're all over the place with their social media, which is awesome to see that, you know, we can spread the word. Actually, we're live feeding as we're sitting here about it. So social media is very important. How are you using, all four of you, how are you using social media as a platform to get the word out? What is that you would advise somebody and help somebody to get started?
We use every social media site. We have Instagram, which is MadisonClark24. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. And we really advertise as often as we can and look for our crowd and advertise specifically to them, because really we're not going to try and advertise as much towards men, because men aren't really the ones buying as much jewelry unless it's for a gift. But then look for your demographic and really specifically go for that. We find that social media is the biggest component to our business because we are an online company.
So when we have the platform of Twitter and we are promoting our businesses, and we talked about the audience who can help us. I want to put a word out here saying, you know, if you have a senior business, an established business, and you want to help young entrepreneurs to get out there, we should inform them about internship opportunities, about opportunities that we can do. But more importantly, also become a mentor. Be out there, help each other to spread the word of entrepreneurship and really be out there talking about, you can come and shadow for a couple of weeks or a couple of days in my business. Do you feel that we as the more established businesses are doing a good job in with that?
I feel that there's always room for improvement. I'm very much, we try and be involved with our community. And when we see young kids with a business, we try and give them advice. And with interning, since we're young, we really be mentoring kids. So figuring out scheduling with school during the summer is a lot easier. But figuring all that out, I think there's always room for improvement. But as long as there's an effort from each company, small business or large corporation, as long as there's an effort, I think there's something good happening.
Now, you both are homeschooled.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
My next guest here on the radio show is Joshua Ford, who is very involved in entrepreneurship as well, but on a different side of the field, if you want to call it that. Right, Josh?
That's correct.
So tell us about, Joshua, what you have experienced over the last couple of years with entrepreneurship, because you are right there in the middle of educating, you know, a lot of people. And before I forget about it, I have to apologize to Madison, to Clark. We forgot one more thing. How can people reach you out there when they are out there this summer and they're shopping for their loved ones? Here you go.
We have MadisonClark.com. That is our website. Again, that's MadisonClarke.com. And you can reach us by telephone at 678-570-2685. And by email, lastly, there is contact.MadisonClark, and that's Clark with an E at the end. It's a little special, at gmail.com.
Well, this is what I love about radio and about these interactions and trade shows and things like this, is that we can bring young entrepreneurs and their businesses up and we can help them to launch.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you.
It's been awesome.
You're very welcome. So back to Joshua. Tell us about the education, the school systems, what schools can do to bring in the education and entrepreneurship that we need.
Well, Dirk, it's definitely been a ride the last 2 years. I was a coach for 13 years, and then I was fortunate to have an opportunity to become an assistant principal at McEachern in 2012. Right. And that's when we started developing the Chick-fil-A Leader Academy. And we built the program, and, you know, it started in 2013-14. It was, you know, like Madison was saying, in the beginning it was rocky. And it was, you know, you just keep pushing through. And we had a vision, and it's impact through action. And We've developed a lot of opportunities. We have 30 McEachern High School students that are part of the program. We develop leadership skills and servant leadership in them. So we provide them the tools to go out and take the next step. And through that program, you know, we've our first big impact project that we did was the career fair, which you were a big part of. And that really kicked off the program. And it made students realize the capabilities that they have and the passions that they have in the business world. And, you know, they found out what direction to go and what they're passionate about. And that's really the key step, is finding out what you're passionate about to be able to move in one direction or the other. And we meet once a month. The meeting, you know, the labs are about an hour and a half. We go over things like servant leadership, communication, innovation, teamwork, and areas like that. And so what we do is we go through lab introduction, exposing videos, inspirational videos, recap discussion. So we give them the knowledge, what it takes to be a leader. And then we have opportunities through that education to be able to build.
And I see that trend, if you want to call that, the entrepreneurship idea is going all over the educational community right now. So first of all, shout out to all the teachers who are really involved on a daily basis with educating our youth, not only in the public school systems, but also in the homeschool systems. We have so many very committed parents and teachers who are constantly motivating the students to be coming out. So shout out to the teachers and everybody who's in education out there.
Yes, definitely.
And then tell us about how you feel on a daily basis when you work with students who have that passion for entrepreneurship. Tell us about the opportunities that we are creating as a business community for these students.
Well, I think it's all about creating those opportunities. And, you know, that's one of the things that we're always looking for, is how can we have an opportunity for our students to be successful and to learn. And, you know, I think one of the biggest, you know, one of the most impactful things is the relationships with the community. And that's the one thing I love about it the most, is the networking and the relationships that we're building with individuals in the community like yourself, who give those students that knowledge. When we get you in front of them to give them the experience and knowledge that you have, you know, like with the workshops that we did with the career fair, and that you educated them on the resumes and how to give them an effective 60-second pitch. I mean, that was standing room only in our classrooms after school, volunteering, you know, your time, but they didn't have to go to that. And we had 60-plus kids in there that were hungry to learn what it takes to take that next step, because that's just what they're trying to find. What step do we take? And they don't know. And we have to provide them those opportunities to do that. And it's developments like that and opportunities like that that get them to, you know, understand what it is and where to go and how to go about it. And then we can take it from there and keep learning and building.
One of the things that happened at Kids Business Expo, that, and a big shout out to Marcus Lemonis, who came to Atlanta to be the keynote speaker at Kids Business Expo. But what we saw as adults was that he motivated and he pulled the young entrepreneurs off their chairs in the audience at the keynote presentation. And I see two young entrepreneurs sitting here right now in the studio who had that opportunity to get in front of Marcus Lemonis to see that. What do you think is an opportunity like what Marcus has created for young entrepreneurs? How is that transferring back into this classroom?
I had the fortunate experience to go to the Kids Business Expo and hear Marcus Lemonis. And actually, when I saw Madison Clark enter the show, I remember them specifically from the Kids Business Expo. And
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And, you know, hearing, I didn't really know about Marcus Lemonis' show, but after listening to him and his approach, it made me realize how many young, you know, adults are out there that are, I mean, they're far more intelligent than I am. I can tell you that, sitting with the four here in the show. But the you know, it's the business plans that they have from, you know, elementary to middle school, and you know, the profits that they're making on their businesses. It kind of just you know, put a light bulb in my head. I was like, man, this is definitely something that we have students at our school that, you know, are capable of doing these same things.
So how important is it for students to learn about leadership today?
I think leadership is crucial. And, you know, being a leader is not a title. It's, you know, about serving others with no personal agenda. And that's what we do through the Chick-fil-A Leader Academy. We build and teach about leadership skills. And, you know, we have opportunities through servant projects. We held the kickoff event in last October. We had over 18 high schools. You know, the house was packed. It was exciting. You know, it was a kickoff to the program for the year. And we packed over 147,000 meals for not the world, but for our local Metro Atlanta families that are in need. And that's how we started the year off. Then we also got involved with Alive Ministries. We went to their warehouse and, you know, we had parents and our academy students involved. And we packed about, you know, 47 families in our local Cobb County schools that are in need. So when our kids are experiencing these service projects, they're serving, they're developing leadership skills in an experience that I think, you know, when you never experienced it before and you actually go and serve someone and have nothing behind it, it's a feeling that it's something that you just have to experience. And they're experiencing that, and it's making them hungry to keep, you know, moving forward and get more involved.
Now, when you are creating relationships with the business community, if you can advise other schools here that probably don't have a program like this, because there are areas, and I was at a conference last December, and I talked to supervisors around, you know, Georgia about their programs, and I saw there was a trend that unfortunately some of these areas do not have a leadership program. They do not have an entrepreneurship program. Tell them how they can do this, how they can reach out to businesses and really motivate these businesses to come in and invest their time and their passion.
Well, I think one of the things, you know, advice from my experience is you have to have a platform, just like, you know, Matt and Josh and Madison Clark, they have a platform. And the Chick-fil-A Leader Academy provides us that platform to move from there. And right. Then after that, it's being intentional, it's being passionate, it's being energetic. You know, it's wanting to build those connections and relationships, to build the bridge with the community and the school, to make them feel comfortable to come on our campus. Come see us, say hello, come interact, meet some kids, you know. And that's where, you know, it really develops. It's inspirational. It gets people on, you know, it's kind of like the old saying, if that train gets moving, you got two options. You can jump on the train or you can sit and watch it go by. And we're jumping on the train.
Well, one of the things that I believe is important out there is that we as business leaders and the business community are involved. And what I've seen with your program is that the local business associations actually got on board. You know, you had West Cobb Business Association in
West Cobb Business Association was really the first building block of creating that bridge. And, you know, you're a part of the West Cobb Business Association, and you guys have been great. And that they were behind the career fair 100%. If it wasn't for the West Cobb Business Association, the career fair would not have had 47 businesses there for the first time that we've ever done it in, you know, the history of the school. And so it's crucial to create those relationships and shake hands and be intentional with the relationship, not for, you know, to get over there and, you know, provide these opportunities, but because we care about our kids, and students are the number one priority, and that's where our focus needs to be. It's about the students. And I think when we have that objective in mind, you know, everything else is going to take care of itself.
What I liked about the program also was that the students came with a resume. They came prepared. It was not that just they walked through the door and said, oh, let me see what I have, because there was such a wide spectrum of businesses present. There was the fire department, police department. There were so many different people involved in this, mm-hmm. so that someone like Madison and Clark, who are students, have an opportunity to get involved. But I also feel that when business associations are reaching out to schools, when they're creating these Shark Tank type of competitions, when they are really pulling in the students, they're creating these leadership opportunities that we're looking for. So what is it that motivates you as an administrator of a high school to put the passion in? What is it that motivates you on a daily basis?
It's definitely intrinsic. I think one of the things, you know, as a coach for 13 years, you see a lot of different personalities, you know, and I think that's prepared me for where I am. And I think, you know, some students, you know, everyone's got different things going on, and providing these opportunities for students who don't have those opportunities is what drives me. Because when you give them that chance, it gets them to be able to see and experience something that they didn't realize. I can go down this road and not the road that I'm taking right now.
Right, correct.
And that could totally change the rest of their life. And to me, that is what it's about. That is impact. And to be in a position to be able to do that for someone else is very powerful, and I don't take that lightly at all. And that's really what motivates me, is just helping and impacting students, redirecting their lives and giving them other opportunities and other roads to take.
So when we have other schools, principals, supervisors listening in, how can they reach out to you to learn from you and your program, and how can they take that and put it into their schools?
I'd be more than happy to discuss any thing that we're doing with anyone. You can reach me at joshua.ford@cobbk12.org or call me at 770-222-3710, extension 280.
What we have learned over the last couple of month and the year that we have been working on this together here now is that there's an audience out there and that is eager and hungry to learn. So what we have done is on Twitter, we have tweeted out there and asked our audience and our followers to put some questions out there. And I want to throw them out here right now as we're all around. We have, you know, some time to discuss that. And let me start with the one who is the furthest away who has posted a question. Thomas, he is out of Cologne, Germany.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty impressive, isn't it? Yeah, and what he has done is, do you use social media for your business in the United States? And I retweeted him and asked him, you know, what are you doing in Germany? He said, well, we don't really have the same channels of social media. We have it, but it's not the same. So just to throw this out here at our guests, you know, how do you use social media for your business? We have talked about it before in our last show, but now I want to put it back out there.
It's really a necessity in America. You know, you have to be on social media, but it's you have to find your demographic, like Madison Clark said. That's the most important thing, is finding your demographic and posting content that they're going to like and shows who your business is. And if you do that, then you'll continue to grow in the social marketing.
It's important about trying to create a personal relationship with your customers and your fans more than anything else, you know, so they get to feel a part of what you're doing.
Now, when you're using the internet and the social media for your business, what do you put out there? And that was a question Stephanie from Kennesaw posted. You know, what is the message that I need to put out there?
Well, this is Madison speaking. Often the message we're sending and the things we're tweeting and talking about is pictures of our earrings and really showing what we're about and supporting kids and women who are in business. What we post really is a reflection of us. And we try, because we've spoken at different events. We've spoken at Spelman. We've spoken at Girls Inc. We've spoken at different teen stuff. And we try and really build a personal relationship, as you guys said, and understand who our supporters are and who our customer is and really capitalize off of that.
Joshua, from a school perspective, Corey from Anna Marietta has asked, what can we do at our school to launch programs?
Well, I think you have to have someone in the school that wants to sponsor the program that believes in the program. I think that's, you know, getting the right people in the right places. And it takes one person that has drive to initiate. And a lot of times that's a student. Mm-hmm. And the student has to find the right personnel, adult on campus, that wants to sponsor it and devote their time and stick through it and, you know, have a vision. And, you know, our vision was, it's impact through action. And it's providing those opportunities. And I would say just go to one of your administrators, go to a teacher and just ask questions. Ask questions, because it's the whole, you know, you don't shoot, you don't score. So go out there and take action. And that's what we do.
So the action that kids can take in the school system is not only to go in there, but also to present their products to teachers. And I know that happened at mm-hmm. your program, that kids came with a product to you.
Yeah.
Tell me about that, because that was a very interesting story.
Was that with the clothing line?
Correct, exactly.
Well, we had Dirk and I, he asked for a personal meeting with you. And it was kind of funny how that worked out. We ended up sitting down at a round table, and one of the students come up. He's like, we want to start an entrepreneurship club. And I said, well, tell me about your product. And he has a clothing line that I think he sells out of New York, Chicago, and Atlanta. And so we ended up, I set up the meeting with you, and out of your gracious heart, you came over, and you basically were like, I will, you know, you said you'd sponsor him.
Right.
And you just need, and you told him you need to come up with this, this, and this. And I said, I will be behind you. And so I ended up talking to our marketing teacher, and he was I could see the excitement in him of how he wanted to be involved. So it's just that one connection to another, and then asking a question to an individual that's in that area. And now it's, we're going to start an entrepreneurship club next year. And so Mr. Jacobson's going to head that up. And but yeah, that was, you know, Sebastian is passionate about his business. He wants to keep taking steps to make it successful. And, you know, that's a perfect example of an opportunity.
Madison Clark, I wanted to put that question in front of you because I think that you are in a perfect position to answer that. We have Caleb out in Nashville. He says, what is your biggest accomplishment as an entrepreneur?
Biggest accomplishment? That's a great question.
I know.
I don't know if I can narrow it down to one, and I'm not sure if Clark can, but I think one of our greatest accomplishments is being able to speak to kids about our journey and seeing the effects it has on them. Like, okay, well, I'm going to work a little bit harder at this, or I'm going to try this out. It's awesome when you're doing great, but it's also pretty cool when you can see somebody else do great as an effect from your efforts as well.
And I want to put a question right behind that, because that has come up to me many times, specifically at Kids Business Expo. Kids who did not have a business yet came up and started asking me that question. How young can you really start a business? You know, what age group do you start looking at this?
I don't even know if that's a question. I feel like as soon as you have an idea, as soon as you're like, Mom, I want to try, you know, if you have parents who support you, if you have somebody in your life who wants to help you, find out who that is. And as soon as you have an idea, it doesn't really matter to me how old you are, as long as you can talk.
Yeah, you can go for it. Any age.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great point, what she said. You know, ask somebody, you know, so there's someone out there that will support you.
Very much so.
You know, if it's probably going to be your parents, and if it's not, there's someone right behind them. There's administrators, there's teachers, you know, there's coaches. But yeah, it's just ask questions, you know, don't be afraid.
And so you have the social media platform, you have the websites. Now, going back into what Matt and Josh are doing is the video, the advertising element here. When you have a young entrepreneur approaching you saying, you know, we really want this video clip, what would you tell them to bring along for them to shoot that video with you guys?
They need any graphics or logos that they have, but really they need a comprehensive plan to showcase the essence of their business. If they can sum it up, what they do and who they do it for in 30 seconds, then that would create the best commercial.
So that 30 second is really on the spot, because I know that Madison and Clark had that opportunity again with Marcus Lumanis,
which was amazing.
Tell us about that.
Awesome advice. We were sitting in the audience as Marcus Lumanis was speaking, and he decided to ask different kid entrepreneurs, you know, if you have your idea, come up and pitch to me. Let's work on this. And of course, our hearts start racing. We're like, oh my gosh, okay, we have to try this out. And so we went up, and he was so amazing. His advice, we took right to heart. Every piece, every detail he told us to apply to our business, it's been very beneficial to us. And we really appreciate that opportunity. But it was a little nerve-wracking, because as a kid, you feel like, okay, what am I doing? But that's the good part. Learn while you're young, you know, and move forward, and you'll be great by the time you get older, or at this point in your life, you'll be great. So
yeah, there's no excuse to not start early, because we have so much technology now. Like me and Josh, we're a bit older. We're 25 and 23, but we've been editing on software since we were 12 and 13. So by the time you're our age, you can be ready to, for instance, in our case, make a feature film, when in the past you'd have to be 35, 40.
To follow up on what everyone's saying, I think that important message is do not be afraid to fail. Mm-hmm. You know, because that's when you learn and grow the most. And I'm learning is It's going to happen till the end of time. But that's when we grow the most, is when we make mistakes. And, you know, don't be afraid of making those mistakes, because all it's going to do is, you know, you're going to dust yourself off. You're going to get back up and you're going to get better and you're going to improve. And other people are going to see it. And like you said, they'll feed off of that. Yeah. And you'll end up being a leader, and you'll look behind you and you'll have a bunch of people following you. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, to piggyback off of that, also always let failure be an option. Mm-hmm. And to learning from that can also be your biggest teacher, and to look at every single option, but keep failure in there. So it's something you could grow from, because you should always try and beat yourself, not somebody else. Beat who you were the day before. And that's a great way to go about living in general and business.
One of the things that we all now have access to is these TV shows, right? We mm-hmm. have, of course, The Prophet, which is coming up with the next season starting. Exciting yes. is correct. That's an mm-hmm. understatement. You know, it's starting on May the 12th. Marcus is going out there and is helping businesses to launch businesses. Then we have, of course, the Shark Tank, where a lot of people are coming out there, entrepreneurs who are really having a dream and they want to get out in front of it. Do you, Joshua, do you think that all filters down to our schools and to our students?
Absolutely. Knowledge, it has to start with knowledge. You have to be educated. And then once you have those tools in your tool chest, you can go out and use them, you know, and you got to have the right tools in them. And we have to, you know, having those type of people like Marcus and yourself teaching our youth and giving them those tools, they can go out and they can be effective. And like you said, when I was listening to those pitches at the Kids Business Expo, I've never experienced that before. And it was amazing to me hearing, you know, you guys give your 60-second pitch. I mean, I was like, there's no way I can go up there and do that. You know, I'm learning about how to do it. And so it's just awesome opportunities. And yeah, I think we just need to just give them the tools that they need.
Do you feel that everybody around here at the table is our guests today? Do you all feel that, we need to really hold hands for our future entrepreneurs? Do we need to be out there and give them a business card? Do we need to teach them how to do the 30-second pitch? And how can we motivate someone to really learn about the right approach on a 30-second pitch?
I think a way to go about it as a kid, one thing that's great is, as you said, Shark Tank and The Prophet and shows like that. Countless times I'm over at my friend's house, my friends come over, that's what we're watching. That was a great pitch, this idea. Okay, let's not try that in the future. All those different lessons to learn, that's great for youth and for me and my sister and our generation, and really pulling each other up and helping each other with that. It's very beneficial also to show the results. Okay, I did this, I worked this hard, and this is where I got to. And that's one of the great things about Shark Tank and shows of that nature, is they show, oh, recap this, they were here and this is what happened. So it's also good to have that motivator of, this is where I could go to.
I think it goes back to the educational term collaboration. And, you know, just meeting outside of being in this studio with, you know, our guests that are here, just talking to them and learning about what they're doing and how they're going about it, I'm learning as well. You know, I can learn from a sixth grader. I don't have to be a certain age to have wisdom. You know, wisdom comes at a young age as well. And I'm learning from the youth of how they're going about their business plan. And I can, you know, share that with my students. So it's a collaboration. It's a community in itself. So I think it's vital to have that in an entrepreneur, you know, community.
And Matt and Josh, you were behind the scene, per se, at Kids Business Expo. You saw it through a complete different angle. When you were filming, when you were looking at, share that information, share that impression with us.
Well, it was really interesting to see how professional all these entrepreneurs, and I don't even want to call them young entrepreneurs because they're on the level of just entrepreneurs, but how professional they are at such a young age. You know, and I saw that they're really happy. They were doing exactly what they wanted to do. None of them were in a career that they didn't want to do. They were pursuing their dreams, and that's what's most important. That's how you get a functioning society, mm-hmm. is people pursuing their dreams. And one thing I'd say is, it's so important in our society nowadays to start early, but it is equally as important during those times to let yourself be a child, to let yourself experience life, because your biggest inspirations will not come when your nose is to the grindstone, but when you're laying in a park looking at the sky.
Man, I think that's a perfect, I mean, we're getting to the point where this, where our show is coming to an end, and I think that was an excellent closing statement. I think that really hit it. So what I want to do one more time is to go around here and give everybody one more time the opportunity to talk about how we can reach out to you all, how we can make sure that we are in touch, how you can inspire us, how you can provide us with your services and your business activities. So let's start with Joshua from McEachern.
I encourage any student, parent, teacher, administrator, principal to contact me about any information about how to start a program and provide entrepreneurship opportunities. My email is joshua.ford@cobbk12.org. My phone number is 770-222-3710, extension 280. Our website's www.mckeachernhigh.org, and our Twitter handle is @MHS_messenger.
Perfect. Now on to our ladies.
Our website is madisonclark.com, and that's Clark with an E. And you can contact us at contact.madisonclark@gmail.com. And once again, that's Clark with an E. And the phone number is 678-570-2685.
And we also, we are jewelry makers, as we said before, and we do speak at different events to motivate kids and to, you know, help let this thing grow, our generation, to bring everybody forward. So that's also something we do. And if you're into fashion, into style, you know, really fashion forward, check us out. If you're not so much into it, then still check us out. We are the great finishing piece to an awesome outfit.
We
so MadisonClark.com.
Perfect. Awesome.
As far as Impossible Astronaut goes, if you are looking to be an executive producer or you just want to get involved with the indie film scene, please contact us. You can find our contact information on our website. It's impossible-astronaut.com, or you can call my number, which is 904-802-1744, and let's make some great art together.
Well, I want to thank everybody for coming to the studio here today. I want to put a big shout out to Buckhead Business Radio X for hosting us here today and for all the support for being at Kids Business Expo and giving us a live report from there and interviewing all these kids. So thank you, Rich, for all the things that you do for us. We appreciate it a lot.
Absolutely, Dirk. Another amazing episode. Just, I was taking some notes, but mostly we have three social media experts over here. We were just busy on Twitter and then Facebook. Now we have over 15 photos live on our Facebook page, on our photo album. We put a link on that to Twitter feed, Instagram. I mean, it's just going crazy here. And quick plug. We've been thinking about doing a Hollywood radio show. There is so much activity here in Atlanta in the film industry, so I'd love to have a conversation with y'all. But a great guest.
Yeah. And one last shout out to Kaylin over there, who is doing tweeting away. Kaylin Ebner, she was really behind and they had the idea of Kids Business Expo. So thank you, Kaylin, for all the things that you do and helping me to stay focused on my entrepreneurship.
Big time. She's got two cell phones going. I don't know if one's an Apple, the other's Android. She's got a tablet going on. She's just like, good stuff. All right, we'll see you next time.
We'll see you next month. Tune in to Kids Business Radio and send us tweets, send us questions, and be connected with us.